Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. This is Jay. I'm your host. Thank you for joining me in my Bible study in 1 John. And today we're going to read through 1 John 4. 1 John 4. Starting now. Beloved, believe not every spirit, but try the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets are gone out into the world. Hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof ye have heard that it should come, and even now already it is in the world. Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. They are of the world, therefore they speak of the world, and the world heareth them. We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. So what John is talking about here is false teaching. And he says that we should try the spirits whether they are of God or not. Now, the true teaching of God will include the plan of redemption, which is our salvation through Jesus coming to this earth and dying for our sins on the cross and then raising from the dead and bringing us new life in him. That's the core message. And he did come here in the flesh, and he was in the flesh, in the physical body. And if Jesus Christ was in a physical body, the physical body itself that he contained, there was no evil in that body. So the physical world is not evil. It's just what it is, the physical world. Now, some of the people believe that anything in the physical world at this time it was written, they had become so, quote, spiritually, unquote, minded, they didn't believe that Jesus actually came in the flesh, and that all flesh, all material, was evil. He that confesses not that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is Antichrist. And this is a very important point. Then the scripture goes on and to confirm to us that we are of God and we have overcome that misconception. Now, the world might be all over that teaching that false teaching, but we have overcome that, and the reason that we've overcome that type of thinking is that we have the Holy Ghost in us, and the Holy Ghost shows us the truth, and the truth of the plan of redemption. So you have a lot of spiritual teachers that go very lightly or don't even touch or even deny the basic plan of redemption, and those would be misrepresentations of the truth and are false. Now, if you can hear this message, you're of God. And if you don't hear this message, this plan of redemption, then you may not be of God, or you could be deceived. Now on to verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the propitiation, or propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So here in this few verses, it defines just exactly what love is. It's not a flighty idea. It states that we know love, the love of God towards us, because it was manifested in this manner, that God sent Jesus Christ into the world that through him and through what he did when he came to this world, that we might know God, and that Jesus Christ made payment for our sins. And not only for our sins, he gave us the opportunity to be born again to his family. When Jesus Christ died on the cross, he died for our sin, our mistakes, our errors, our sicknesses, our illnesses, our diseases. He took all of that on his cross in his crucifixion, and he took the old person that we were into his crucifixion. That's how the crucifixion of Christ serves us. And then in his resurrection, he gives us new life. We become born again. And it all comes through his crucifixion at the cross and his shed blood. Now, when we love one another, as God loved us, we keep that plan of redemption in mind. That plan of redemption is truth. And if we try to skate around it, or we neglect it, we don't absorb the whole truth of what has been done for us. Verse 12, no man hath seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him, and he in us, because he hath given us his Spirit. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. Whosoever shall confess that Jesus is the Son of God, God dwells in him, and he in God. And we have known and believed the love that God hath towards us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Verse 17, herein is our love made perfect, that we may have boldness in the day of judgment, because as he is, so are we in this world. So, the love of God in our lives, clearly visible. Is it clearly visible? And, you know, and it will be clearly visible when you meet up with other believers. The world knows God by watching the church, the body of Christ, the believers, loving one another. He is our Savior. We are saved from sin, and we know Him. And as He is, so are we in this world. We, when Jesus walked the earth, He had the message of the cross in mind all the way until He went into the cross. And that's the same message that we carry. That is our cross, is to carry the message of the cross as He did in this world. There's no fear in love. Perfect love casts out all fear. So we have the boldness of Christ. We love Him because He first loved us. Verse 20, if a man say, I love God, and hateth his brother, he is a liar. For he that loveth not his brother whom he hath seen, how can he love God whom he hath not seen? And this commandment have we from Him, that he who loveth God love his brother also. So it's so very important that we love one another, that we keep the plan of redemption in mind, that we don't try to take any shortcuts around that plan of redemption, that we meet God on God's terms, according to His word. And Jesus Christ was a real human being who walked in the flesh and who died and was crucified for our sins, and the crucifixion and resurrection created a new man in us. We have become born again as we trust in that crucifixion and resurrection. Thank you for joining me today, and until next time, may God bless you.